Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's on smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Alan C. is our guest, Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps. CMOTemps.biz is the website. He's one of the top chief marketing officers in the galaxy. He's our good friend. Alan, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about customer alignment. And, you know, customers not only have different expectations these days than they had, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 40 years ago. I go back a long way. But they're changing, aren't they, Alan? I mean, the answer a customer would have given you a year ago as to what their expectation is for any one particular thing is probably not the same thing this year, maybe not even 3 months ago. And it's not necessarily because they've gotten older or their life has changed or whatever. It's because the world is changing around them. So they're thinking, well, hey, I didn't know I could do this 3 months ago. Now I do know. Now I have new expectations. What do you think?
You know, that's really true, and I guess we can thank, you know, technology and the so-called free information for that, is the speed of how quickly somebody can find a new technology or experience a different experience through another type of customer than these clients, potential clients, you know, get a taste of this new way of being handled, and oh, they like that, and now all of a sudden what you're compared to or compared against, it may not even be a company with, you know, within that same industry, and yet the bar is still going to be the same for you.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do? What's the 1, 2, 3 step by the numbers that we can do to acquire customer alignment, to make that happen?
Right. So here's the thing is that, you know, oftentimes, and this can be whether it's a large company or a small company. I direct objects found this within utility companies, and I find it within, you know, the large organizations as well as the small, is that oftentimes the marketing programs really aren't targeted per se. In other words, the program managers, they target the very same customers. And so what happens is you end up with, you know, 20% of your population getting bombarded because they might be thought of as the high potential, most profitable customers. And then the other 80% never hear anything. And that's really kind of defeating the process of customer engagement or being able to align, is that you want to be able to listen to all of these voices and to be able to target the program with that right message through the right channel, you know, at the right time.
And you have to believe what this research pointed out that you've brought to us, that if you don't engage with customers, if you aren't aligning with them, it comes at a cost to your organization. I mean, you're wasting money. Not only are you wasting money, you're not being, the opportunity cost is lost.
The opportunity cost is very high, and it's really calling for that that need for companies to dig in and to do their own research, that to actually do the hard part, that, you know, the listening part. And you know, we're starting off a new year, and if I could say anything, whether it's on a business level or even on a personal level, is to kind of, you know, embrace the Dale Carnegie prospect of being a good listener, you know, that to encourage others to talk about themselves, to encourage your customers to let you know what they're thinking. Because after all, you know, at the end of the day, as a person, you're 100 times more interested in hearing and learning something that's relevant to your own needs and wants rather than hearing about some type of product or service offering.
Well, no question. And, you know, here's the thing. Think about this. The definition of your best friend is the person that you want to talk to on a regular basis, right? Your customers are your business's best friend. Why would you not want to do the same thing with them? Why do we have such a hard time? Why do businesses have such a hard time walking up to a customer and saying, hey, what do you think? Why is that hard? Are we worried they're going to give us a complaint? They're going to complain about something? What do you think?
That is an interesting way to put that. And I think often, you know, we're not thinking of those people as an individual as much as some decimal points on a profit and loss statement.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's quite, you know, silly. I mean, whether you're a large business or a small business, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And if you're not doing those things to build the know, like, and trust aspect of the relationship, then, you know, your growth pattern is not going to be very consistent.
And don't forget all the technology that you're putting up there to make it handier for them, all that's still being consumed by a regular old human being like we were 10,000 years ago.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I need the website. Absolutely. One more time. Alan, one more time.
EMO Tim. Yeah, emotim.biz.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Alan, good job. Do they come back soon?
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
Alan C., ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassie, gang. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.